Freeing Workers and Unions. Rob Williams, Socialist Party National Industrial Organizer. Workers will welcome Jeremy Corbyn and John McDonnell's 20-point workers' charter to fix the rigged economy in the workplace. Restoring, defending, and strengthening trade union rights as the most effective way to fight for more secure employment and better wages is a major theme of the program. These policies, on condition they are made part of Labour's manifesto, could open the door to challenging mass casualization and low pay. The commitment to repeal 2016's Trade Union Act would be a major step forward. It needs to be a first step towards removing all of the anti-union laws. Thatcher's additions to anti-union legislation were maintained by Tony Blair, who boasted that on his watch, they were the most restrictive union laws in the Western world. Incidentally, the right to strike should be restored to the poor union of prison officers and allied workers. The policy of abolishing Tory employment tribunal fees would also be a big advancement. Just a year after their introduction, there was a 70% fall in workers challenging bosses at tribunals. The pledged public inquiry into blacklisting is also much needed to expose and redress persecution of trade unionists. In some respects, the charter doesn't just seek to reverse the anti-working class policies of the last 7 years of Tory government, propped up for the first five by the Lib Dems. It could also undo some of the anti-working class policies of Blair and Gordon Brown's New Labour. And it is an effective answer to the fatalists and pessimists within Labour and the unions, who have totally misunderstood why millions of workers voted to leave the EU, in part, as a blow against the capitalist establishment and its neoliberal race to the bottom in the workplace. These policies represent a far stronger defense of workers' rights than the limited protections of the EU, and without accepting the EU's undercutting of collective agreements and pay. It is explicit, ensure that any employer wishing to recruit labor from abroad does not undercut workers at home, because it causes divisions when one workforce is used against another. Overall, the current program can and should be strengthened, but it is an important foundation that will be attractive to workers. The Corbyn movement must seriously campaign on it, so that workers are convinced it would be implemented, taking it into factories and offices as well. Doing this, as well as pledging policies like renationalising rail, energy and Royal Mail, could really inspire workers to vote to put Jeremy into government. And it would totally expose the hypocrisy of the SAMA, who has tried to style herself as pro-worker, aware of the massive anger against the counter-revolution in workers' pay and conditions over the last decades. But it has to be campaigned for alongside socialist policies that challenge capitalist ownership of the economy, as the essential guarantee for workers' rights and a decent future for us and our families.